Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Gary Moore. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I've been here all along. Gary's been here almost as long. Gary, I need your website, please.
Financialseminary.org.
.org. All right. You can find your books there, too, right?
Yes.
Look up America, Spiritual Investments, also Faithful Finances 101. I encourage you to go there. He writes some outstanding essays, too, by the way, folks. You're going to want to know about them. Hey, Gary, when we went to the break, we were talking about corporate America. And, you know, I want to make sure people know that you and I are actually on the same page, I think, on that. I'm concerned about the financial capitalism that Wall Street practices, and instead of the true capitalism that we practice out here on Main Street, and I consider them to be the tail wagging our dog. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. And as we discussed at the break, Jim, I misstated. I said I am not worried about corporate America not having enough money, because they're using what money they have not to hire people and build factories and so on, but to just buy back their shares, which are...
Even if they have to borrow the money, they're buying it back even if they don't have the money.
Yeah. They understand that debt is cheap at this point, and their return on equity is much higher, so they just borrow cheap money to invest in the shares and earn the return on equity that they've been having. But I wanted to set that straight because I misspoke. Okay.
Yeah, that's all right. So I'm going to let you talk to my audience about what you think they should be thinking about as they operate their businesses. They're making decisions about the future over the next 5 years, let's say, as they try to put together, you know, put a nickel with a dime and come up with some capital to grow their business, hiring more new people, investing in innovation, investing in technology, maybe making an acquisition. What do you recommend that they do?
I don't want to get into politics, Jim, but I want them to think about what American capitalism is doing today to them. What we are practicing today is called supply-side economics. Began with Reaganomics, which was co-authored by a good friend of mine, Jack Kemp,
football player,
All-Pro, ran as vice president with Bob Dole. He and a guy named Art Laffer, an economist, who basically said, if we lower the tax rate on wealthy people, in essence, they will have more money to build more stuff, okay, which increases supply. So for the last 20, 30 years, we have been doing that and concentrating more and more money in the hands of the very affluent, the Forbes 400 kind of people, and corporate America. Meanwhile, the middle class and lower classes have been sort of stagnating.
That's exactly right.
And the problem is, politically, it's okay to produce supply. That's been a good thing. I supported it when they did it back in the early 80s. But you can take a good thing too far, Jim. It's like water. If you're in a drought, you want some water, but you don't want so much that you're going to flood.
Right.
Okay? You got to find the medium. And I think we've gone beyond that medium.
I think you're right.
So if you're a small business.
Because we've created these oligarchs. America has oligarchs.
Exactly.
And collusion between
oligarchy.
And the oligarchs include Washington.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But What was I going to say?
So, do we, so are you saying that one of the things we need to do on small business is make sure that when we vote for people who understand what you're talking about, and if we can find those people and try to put them in office so they can turn this thing around?
Thank you, Jim. He's younger than I am, folks.
No, but you said you didn't want to get into politics, but I don't think that's politics. I think that's citizenship. I think that's civics. What do you think?
Last thoughts. It is a lot politics.
Last thoughts.
Yeah, it's a lot politics. Yeah. Please remember, I was a Republican turned independent. I don't have a dog in the fight in 2020. But well, I think we need to be conscious of that.
But we always want Gary's wisdom. I don't ever want to do without it. Hey, Gary, good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd like it when Gary joined us. And we did, didn't we? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.